We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Honigman, just moments away. Acid reflux, the topic of conversation today. Don't forget day one, spring fling event. Been telling you about it all week here and via social media. Stop off. They'd love to see you. Green Tree Crafton location right over the hill from our radio station. It's day one. As much as 30% savings on supplements, great free food, and wonderful speakers. And Dr. Honigman's going to be there May 15th and May 18th speaking on some incredible topics. He'll tell you more about that in a moment. And it runs through next Saturday, the 18th, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, or you can go to drwiner.com. Doc, great to see you again. Good afternoon.
Great to see you, Rob. Once more, it's my pleasure to be here with you. And I want to welcome everyone to another edition of Get Well Naturally. Thank you for tuning in. I am Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center. I use safe, natural, effective methods to get your body to work better and restore your health by addressing the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. My objective is health restoration, and the protocol is designed specifically for you as a unique individual. It is not a generic treatment for a condition to take away symptoms. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, review your supplement regime, or to address the root cause of a chronic problem, such as diabetes, I can help you. To make an appointment, call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And come visit us at our Green Tree Crafton location at 2419 Baldwick Road. Our website is drwiner.com. However, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease, and if you are taking drugs, you are not to stop taking your medications on your own. But rather, as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I have helped many patients and clients achieve this. And as Rob just announced, our Weiner Wellness Spring Fling has begun today, Saturday, May the 11th, and will last through Saturday, May the 18th. Hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can call our office at 412-922-9355 for more information. As many of you already know, our Weiner Wellness events are entertaining, they are informative and fun, and they are at no cost to you. Every day, there are free educational workshops to improve your health and quality of life. In addition, you can benefit by getting valuable advice from a variety of highly experienced health professionals, and that too is free. As usual, there is healthy and delicious gluten and dairy-free vegetarian food, and of course, that is of no cost to you. Finally, you can save a lot of money on the highest quality supplements, personal care products, books, DVDs, and more, and we do have a large variety to choose from. The vast majority of our high-quality supplements are at a very substantial 30% discount. In addition, we've just added some new products that you can ask me or one of the other health professionals about, and we can provide you with more information as to their use. And when I say health experts, I am not exaggerating, so this is a great opportunity to get their advice concerning your supplement needs for free. And a reminder, there will be workshops every day except Sunday because we are closed. I will be doing two free workshops for this event, so mark them down on your calendar. On Wednesday, May the 15th at 12 p.m., the title of my presentation is Eat Healthy, Be Healthy, Live Long, and Prosper. On Saturday, May the 18th at 1 p.m., it will be Blood Pressure, the Silent Killer. Listen carefully. Do you know that A poor diet kills more people globally than tobacco and high blood pressure, and is actually the leading cause of death worldwide. Guess what the next leading risk factor for death in the world is? High blood pressure. And I will be talking about both and giving practical solutions on Wednesday, May the 15th at 12 p.m., when I will be presenting Eat Healthy, Be Healthy, Live Long and Prosper, and then on Saturday, May the 18th at 1 p.m., Blood Pressure, the Silent Killer. Listen carefully. Now, let's get to the topics. The topic of today, and that's going to be gastroesophageal reflux disease, commonly known as reflux or acid reflux. And that is what I will be referring to it as from now on. Acid reflux occurs when acid from the stomach makes its way back up into the esophagus. However, it's important to understand that we need acid in our stomach to digest our food and for many other important functions. We will come back to that very important point. But for now, picture in your mind's eye the following. When we eat, our food travels from our mouth through a tube called the esophagus to our stomach. When the food reaches the junction where it empties into the stomach, a ring of muscle called the lower esophageal sphincter acts like a one-way valve. It allows the food to enter into our stomach and then tightens up, preventing the backflow of acid. Reflux is when acid from the stomach makes its way back up into the esophagus, and that is usually because something goes wrong with the sphincter, our one-way valve, causing it to not close properly, and that is what allows stomach acid to flow back up into the esophagus.
Why am I thinking lollygagger? I remember my mother used to call that little thing that would hang, speaking of Mother's Day weekend, hang in the back of your mouth, obviously in front of your sphincter, that little thing down there you were talking about, the lollygagger. What does that little thing hanging in the back of your mouth have to do with anything when it comes to digestion?
I thought that was your tonsils, Brom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you sure?
You mean right in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lower esophageal sphincter is a valve. It's a one-way valve that lies, between your diaphragm at the bottom,
right,
and your stomach. The only way you could see that is with
a scope.
Or maybe an ultrasound.
And if this acid reflux is not taken care of, it can do irreparable harm, right?
Yes, we're going to be talking about that. Yeah, you can even get pneumonia as a result of it.
Really?
It's possible. Certainly I take that back.
Okay.
If you are taking acid-reducing drugs...
To stop it,
then what you're doing is causing a variety of different problems, one of which could actually result in pneumonia. Now, it's rare, but it can happen.
All right, you need to get a call into them and become one of his patients. Do it today, 412-922-WELL, especially if you're dealing with acid reflux. And stop by the Spring Fling event. They're going to have great speakers, including himself. And also, they're going to tell you about all sorts of products and even products, the supplements that we're going to be talking about that can help you with this. So it is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, or drweiner.com. All right, we're talking acid reflux today. Don't forget the Spring Fling event. Save as much as 30% on supplements. I would go right now. Best selection, get there early. Go down to the Weiner Wellness Center, Green Tree Crafton location. If you need any information, drweiner, W-I-N-E-D-R, W-I-N-E-R.com, or 412-922-WELL. Let's get back to Dr. Joseph. Go ahead, Doc.
Rob, we left off talking about what the main cause of acid reflux is, and that is when the sphincter, that one-way valve between our esophagus and our stomach, isn't working properly. It's not closing properly. So, Rob, does acid reflux cause a burning in the esophagus?
Yeah. Or is it your stomach, and it feels as though it's in your esophagus?
Does it cause a burning?
No.
See, you're always expecting me to be asking you a trick question.
I know.
Every time we've done this, you're
expecting
me to trick you.
That's because you have too many brain cells. You know, it's just like coming to a gunfight with a knife. I mean, come on, you're dealing with me here. I was working for extra credit the beginning of the 6 weeks, okay?
You know how much I admire you.
I love
and
you.
I do.
I love you, too.
And I love you.
But I've heard people that have had their esophagus replaced with a plastic tube because they've been dealing with all sorts of issues that eventually became cancer.
Because it is burning their esophagus.
So I was right the first time.
Yes, you were.
Thank you.
The acid does burn their esophagus. Absolutely. But that's not the question that we really need to ask. What we need to ask is the acid the cause of the reflux?
Hmm. Is it?
No.
Okay.
Acid is not the cause of the reflux. The cause of the reflux is that the acid in your stomach is inappropriately moving back up into your esophagus. And the number one cause is usually some kind of dysfunction with that one-way valve, that muscular valve.
Right.
That lower esophageal sphincter. And that's what I want everybody to get out of this. That yes, look, the acid will absolutely burn your esophagus. So temporarily, you may need to take medications to, you know, prevent that burning. But you are not getting to the cause. To get to the cause, we have to address the lower esophageal sphincter. And sometimes we have to address something called gut motility. Because that's another reason why you can wind up with acid reflux. So basically, a decrease in gut motility is when the gut has lost its ability to move the food within it properly. And the result is that the food stays in the stomach too long, and the longer it stays, the more likely the stomach contents, including the acid, will get pushed up into our esophagus. So guess what else can cause food to stay in our stomach too long? Too little acid. Not too much.
There's a reason it's there in the first place, to help with the digestive system.
Absolutely.
Right.
See, with a decrease in stomach acid, it's going to take longer to break down our food. And therefore, it's going to stay in our stomach longer, increasing the possibility of reflux, not decreasing it. But let's get back to that most common cause of reflux, which is what? If you're listening out there, you're giving me the answer now. It's something that goes wrong with our lower esophageal sphincter, our one-way valve that allows the food we enter into our stomach and then tightens up, preventing the backflow of acid. As long as that's happening, we're not getting acid reflux most of the time. It's important to understand that many things can weaken, interfere, or relax the sphincter, resulting in acid reflux, including certain foods such as coffee, chocolate, peppermint, and dairy. Now, most of us know that peppermint can calm our stomach. It's good for our gut. But in this case, if you have acid reflux, peppermint can irritate the esophagus. An increase in abdominal pressure, such as obesity, the extra pounds can put pressure on the lower esophageal sphincter. An imbalance in the good versus the bad microorganisms. Our gut microbiota, including bacteria, yeast, and mold that reside in our gut, can result in acid reflux and a hiatal hernia. This is when the upper part of our stomach protrudes up above the diaphragm. A hiatal hernia is a common cause or contributor to acid reflux and a problem that I often see at the Weiner Wellness Center. Remember, it occurs when the upper part of the stomach moves above the diaphragm, which is our major muscle of respiration, to rest within the chest cavity, displacing the lower esophageal sphincter from its normal anatomic position, and that can interfere with the ability to close properly, and therefore acid reflux can occur more easily. So, a hiatal hernia can either independently cause acid reflux or make already existing reflux worse.
You're doing a great job, but you know I got to get my two cents out of you here
sure.
today. And listen, if you're dealing with acid reflux, you want to call in here, 866-391-1020, but I would call Weiner Wellness Center. Be a good excuse to go down and see what they have to offer with the Weiner Wellness Week, but make an appointment to become one of his clients. Let him meet you in person, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. So what's the difference between acid reflux and heartburn? Somebody's like,
Heartburn is usually, the major symptom of acid reflux. So heartburn
comes from acid reflux.
Yes, but you can have many other symptoms In terms of acid reflux and hiatal hernia. I'm going to be getting to that shortly.
Okay.
But I want to make a few points before that. And okay. One is that I believe just the pressure of the stomach pushing up against the diaphragm, whether or not it becomes a hiatal hernia, can cause acid reflux and can interfere with the ability to take a full breath. And as you were saying, thank you before, but, you know, here's some good news. You know, if you have a hiatal hernia, there's a procedure to pull the stomach back away from the diaphragm. And I have literally done this technique hundreds of times, probably over 1,000, often with great success. For most people, there's usually significant improvement. And for some, it totally solves the problem. So occasionally, the hiatal hernia procedure is the only thing necessary to stop the reflux. But for many, it will also require some changes in diet and lifestyle, along with some key supplements to address the other causes of sphincter dysfunction and acid reflux. So if you have a hiatal hernia or acid reflux and would like to correct the root cause of the problem, call and make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman. And our phone number is 412-922-9355. And now let's talk, get back to your point. Many people have asked me, what are the symptoms of a hiatal hernia? And most of the symptoms of a hiatal hernia are going to be due to the acid reflux that it causes, with the main symptom being frequent heartburn, also called acid indigestion, which is a burning type of pain in the throat and lower part of the mid-chest. However, in my experience, many people with acid reflux don't have heartburn, but they will complain of other symptoms, including a dry cough, bitter or sour taste in the mouth, a feeling of food stuck in the throat or trouble swallowing, hoarseness, even laryngitis, poor sleep quality because it's normally most bothersome at night, even new or worsening asthma. But when a hiatal hernia is involved, there seems to be more of an increase in regurgitation of food or liquids in the mouth, like you're throwing up, but not. There can be difficulty swallowing and an increase in chest pain and a shortness of breath, which in my opinion is relatively common, not able to take a full breath in. The chest pain and shortness of breath can be so intense that some people wind up in the emergency room thinking they're having a heart attack. In fact, reflux is the most common cause of non-cardiac chest pain. And it is even more common when a hiatal hernia is involved. I've heard the stories of several people winding up in the hospital thinking that they may be having a heart attack to thankfully discover that their symptoms of shortness in breath and chest pain were actually the result of a hiatal hernia.
All right, now listen, this is just another reason why you need to call 412-922-WELL and make an appointment to see Dr. Honigman, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And the Spring Fling Weiner Wellness Center Week underway starting today through next week. He's going to be speaking there on a couple of occasions between now and next Saturday. We'll tell you more about that, but you can find out everything that you need to know at drweiner.com. Now, we have to say happy Mother's Day to your beautiful mother who is alive and well and living in Florida. I know you just spent a week with her. So, Mom, or if any member of your family is listening, please give her a hug because no one loves you like your mom and pretty special lady, 91 years young.
Yes, she's 91. I'm now sad that I didn't tell her to make sure that she listened to today's program. But she has a little problem with technology.
Right.
At 91.
Doing pretty good, though. Hey, listen, I want you to talk about this incredible week. And I was there yesterday at the Weiner Wellness Center, and everybody was just getting geared up, so excited. Nutritional Frontiers, all sorts of great products. You're going to have wonderful speakers there. This is an incredible opportunity. You're going to be speaking there a couple of occasions. I want you to tell folks what you're going to be speaking about. Then we'll get back to this week's topic. But this is a way, especially if you're planning vacations and things you want to do, to go get stocked up on supplements because of this savings happening. Yes, folks, rarely does it happen this well, just a few times a year. So get there while you can today through next Saturday.
Thanks, Rob. And remember, you know, the Weiner Wellness Week is an event. And as part of that event, you can learn a lot of valuable health information during our wellness events, and not just from the workshops and the health experts, but also from the experience of other attendees just like you. I've heard that often. And don't forget to attend my workshops. There will be two. The first one will be Wednesday, May the 15th at 12 p.m., and that is Eat Healthy, Live Long, and Prosper. The next one will be on Saturday, May the 18th at 1 p.m., and that is Blood Pressure, the Silent Killer. Listen carefully. And a reminder that poor diet kills more people globally than tobacco and high blood pressure, and is actually the leading cause of death worldwide. This was the result. This is actually brand new information that I will be talking about at the presentation. But guess what the second leading risk factor for death in the world is? It's blood pressure.
I was going to say high blood pressure, but you got me skittish now. I'm afraid to answer. It's like I'm in the back of the classroom.
Go with your gut. Your gut is always right.
Is
you
it?
Know that.
Is
yes.
It? But you know, here's what amazes me. In my incredibly intelligent producer, Ashley Funyak, and you had a great conversation before we hitting the airwaves, and she was very inquisitive. Why can this do this? Why can that do that? Blood pressure is such a, and you know, it's sad, but the majority of people who take high blood pressure medicine, and don't get off your medicine because you need to take it, they just say, I just wish I didn't have to take it. So if you can do something to prevent yourself from getting to that position, so be it. But why are so many people, it seems like especially people my age, I have high blood pressure, I'm on a high blood pressure pill. People that I would have never thought, why are so many people on high blood pressure medicine now?
Because blood pressure is largely a lifestyle disorder, and it's not treated that way. Now, blood pressure is going to be the result of poor diet. And I just got done saying that poor diet is the number one cause of death in the world. So a lot of people are not eating as well as they could. So that's absolutely contributing to high blood pressure. Along with that, stress. Now, how common is stress in the United States especially?
Like breathing.
Right? So now we've got two major factors for high blood pressure. Stress and diet. And what about being physically active? Not just getting out there and walking or running for a half an hour, but actually taking the time to get up over your butt, you know, go to your garden, plant a garden, you know, clean, do something.
Move,
right? Not just like be in front of your computer all day long, in front of your TV all day long, on your phone all day long, and then get out and walk for 30 minutes and think you've done enough.
No.
You haven't. So now we throw in inactivity. For those of you who smoke, obviously, that's another major risk factor for high blood pressure. If you're dehydrated, that will lead to high blood pressure. And what if you got a kidney problem? That's a secondary cause of high blood pressure. But we're talking about not getting enough sleep, which I'm mentioning now.
Right.
That can be a reason. Being dehydrated, stress, diet, and what was the other one that I mentioned? Oh, inactivity.
Last thing before we finish up on the Spring Fling event now underway to next Saturday and also get back to his conversation of acid reflux. But a lot of people don't realize some of the things that you're talking about, if you do them, even in moderation, like you start a regimen as far as whole foods and you start eating the right plants and all this stuff that we've talked about in the past, stuff that's natural and, you know, the grains and what have you, plus you start walking and moving, it really helps you deal with stress better, and stress doesn't have as much as an effect on your body. And more importantly, you don't end up taking statins and drugs because you're really just overwhelmed by all of this stuff. So what you're talking about, getting and staying well naturally, helps prevent you and also helps you deal with things that we deal with every day a whole lot better.
All chronic diseases, pretty much all of them. There may be an exception, but you know, whether it's diabetes, whether it's heart disease, whether it's cancer, whether it's kidney problems, almost all chronic problems, chronic disease, can be 80%, up to 80% prevented if you don't already have it by a healthy lifestyle.
Makes sense.
By doing what we just talked about.
Okay, to wrap
eating
up.
Eating healthy, et cetera.
Wrap up on the Spring Fling event. This is a great time to meet people, hear from wonderful speakers as yourself and others, but also the products, the supplements, the savings is key, especially for people who are thinking, eating, and living right.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. And I do want to talk. I do want to mention that last Saturday at 1 p.m.
18th.
I will be talking about blood pressure. So, If you have a blood pressure problem, or maybe somebody in the family has a blood pressure problem, you know, come to this. Or if you just want to learn about it, come to this this talk. I believe that you will be glad you did. And if not, tell me why. And I'll improve it to make sure that next time it will be
and listen,
what you want it to be.
One of the things that I remember the most, my mother, who was a big believer in chiropractic medicine, having a conversation with my middle child the other day. She's only 20 years of age, already thinking about living a healthy lifestyle. Even if you're healthy and you're young, you go to this event because it teaches you the lifestyle that you need to maintain and achieve as you move through life to stay healthy. So it's a win-win for everybody.
So now let's talk about the drugs, because you were just talking about, look, drugs are an emergency solution. They shouldn't be a permanent solution. So let's get back to the most common treatment that conventional medicine offers for acid reflux, no matter what the cause is. And I talked about that there was a variety of causes. Once your doctor suspects you have acid reflux, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to be given a drug like Prilosec to stop the production of acid. Now, in severe cases, when you're not able to get to sleep because of the burning in your esophagus, or if it's showing signs of damage, then the drug may be the right choice for a short amount of time while the root cause of the problem is addressed. However, there are literally thousands of articles providing evidence that using medications to reduce acid reflux does not treat the root cause of the problem. In fact, I believe most people with acid reflux actually have too little acid, not too much. So further reducing the stomach acid is not going to remedy the root cause of the problem. And it can result in a lot of other problems. And that's because your body needs acid to be healthy. Our stomach acid provides a first line of defense that destroys bad bacteria and most toxins that make their way down through our mouth into our stomach. Just for that alone, it's important to try to prevent having to go on an acid limiting drug. Stomach acid also helps us absorb important nutrients such as zinc, calcium, iron, B12, and folic acid. Our acid is also necessary to digest the protein in our food and is necessary to act digestive enzymes, especially pepsin. Now, knowing that proton pump inhibitors are at their very best, a limited short-term solution to prevent burning of the esophagus, and that its long-term effects can be dangerous, how is it that stomach acid reducing proton pump inhibitors such as Nexium was the fourth most commonly prescribed drug in the United States in 2017, and the proton pump inhibitor Prilosec, a Nexium competitor, was not too far behind? Bottom line is that whatever type of acid-reducing drug you are taking, it can result in more bad bugs in your intestine, prevent you from properly digesting your food, cause vitamin and mineral deficiencies, can also cause yeast overgrowth, such as Candida albicans, can lead to problems like irritable bowel syndrome, and increase your risk of, remember what I said before, pneumonia, micronutrient malabsorption, osteoporotic hip fractures, and more. And remember, it is well documented that acid-suppressing drugs do not fix the underlying problems in GERD, in reflux. And when these drugs are withdrawn, symptoms are almost always return. But just one last quick point before we go to a break, and that is never stop taking these drugs cold turkey, or you will get what is called a rebound effect and may wind up with the worst case of acid reflux that you've ever had. So, with excellent changes in lifestyle and following some of my advice, you can then ask your doctor to reduce the amount of drugs you're taking and possibly even stop taking them altogether. And quite frankly, that's our goal.
Listen, if you're dealing with this stuff, look, you got to go see this guy. He just does so much work, research, has been around so much in his incredible career. He would love to meet you in person, and you should dial that number, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Find out more, drweiner.com. Next hour, Rose Tennant from Rose Unplugged. longtime conservative voice here in our region. Don't miss her. She'll be with Raja. Raja's live in the studio. We'll be with you today from 2 to 3 on KDK Radio. All right, Raja Show, live and in our studio, coming up next hour. Rose Unplugged, Rose Tennant, his guest, longtime conservative voice in this region. Don't miss those two. But right now, let's get back to more of today's conversation with Dr. Joseph Honigman, and it's day one of the Spring Fling event at the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Doc.
Thanks, Rob. So, if you come to see me, how would I address acid reflux? Well, what we're going to do is address the root cause, possibly by eliminating the major food triggers that are associated with heartburn and irritation of the sphincter. Some examples could be we may need to eliminate dairy or coffee, or citrus fruits, tomatoes and chocolate, peppermint even, and less often, but possible, garlic and onions. We will do whatever is necessary to decrease any abdominal pressure caused by excessive weight, gas, or bloating. We may need to restore a healthy balance in your gut microbiota. In other words, increase the good bacteria and decrease the bad bacteria, yeast, and other nasty little bugs that may be residing in your gut. We may need to address stress, because stress and anxiety can worsen acid reflux and pretty much everything else. And if you have a hiatal hernia, I have a procedure to pull the stomach back down away from the diaphragm, and as I mentioned before, I often get excellent results. For most, there's usually significant improvement within a relatively short period of time, and for some, it will totally solve the problem. However, I think it's important to note that while occasionally the hiatal hernia procedure is the only thing necessary to stop the reflux, for many, it may also require some changes in diet and lifestyle, along with some key supplements. Just very recently, a patient of mine was complaining that when eating, food was coming back up his throat, and another, different patient complained that he felt a pain in his abdominal area, as well as a feeling of needing to vomit with food being stuck in his throat. After three visits and following my dietary advice and taking the recommended supplements, as well as having my hiatal hernia maneuver done, both patients told me that they're feeling 95 to 100% better with their symptoms resolved. I've been on a winning streak with this hiatal hernia maneuver over the past few weeks.
Because a lot maybe of people, I shouldn't, well, people need help.
I don't want to jinx myself,
no,
though.
You're getting results. It works.
But it's been working really well. However, as I said before, never stop taking a proton pump inhibitor cold turkey. You have to ask your doctor to gradually wean off them, or else you could quite possibly experience a severe rebound of your symptoms, and the problem may end up being worse than before you ever started taking the medication. Instead, as you improve through better lifestyle choices, along with taking some key supplementation and correcting your hiatal hernia, if you have one, you can ask your doctor to wean off them and possibly even stop taking them altogether. After all, that is the goal. So, if you have reflux and you would like to start working on correcting the root cause of the problem, make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman, at the Weiner Wellness Center. Our phone number is 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. All right. So let's get to the supplements that I recommend for acid reflux. And I'm going to limit them to 5 to 6 possibilities. Keep in mind that there are other excellent choices that may be even better. So I encourage you to make an appointment with me so we can tailor it for you as a unique individual as you are. But for now, let's get started with some good general advice. And we're going to start with two good digestive enzymes, keeping in mind that there are several other good options. The first is Pure Encapsulations Digestive Enzymes Ultra with betaine hydrochloride. Right? Pure Encapsulations Digestive Enzymes Ultra with betaine HCl. This is a high-strength mixture of betaine hydrochloride and a broad-spectrum combination of vegetarian digestive enzymes designed to provide optimal activity across a wide range of pH to support enhanced protein, carbohydrates, fat, fiber, and dairy digestion. And the next digestive enzyme I'm recommending is Cybzyme. This is a comprehensive digestive enzyme formula that will help break down the food you are eating and speed up digestion and increase gastric emptying. Now, a high-quality digestive enzyme is especially important if you're taking drugs to reduce stomach acid. And either Pure Encapsulations Digestive Enzymes Ultra with betaine, HCL, or Cybzyme are excellent choices. Remember, Rob, I was talking about that decrease in gut motility with food staying in the stomach too long is going to increase the possibility of the food along with the acid refluxing. This is a way to speed up that gut motility. Now, the digestive enzymes do a lot of other good things, but they will increase your digestive motility and therefore decrease the possibility of acid reflux. Now, my next recommendation is a probiotic because most people with acid reflux have an imbalance of beneficial versus bad bacteria. This is a common problem, especially if they're on acid-suppressing drugs, so the beneficial should be reestablished. And the two probiotics I recommend are Multiprobiotic 4000 for maintenance. Each Multiprobiotic 4000 capsule contains over 4 billion beneficial organisms, including excellent representatives of both the Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium genera. This is where I lose people when I start saying the names, like Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Don't pay any attention to the names. Just know that these are types of bacteria that are excellent for you, and you should have a lot of them in your gut. And we're going to provide you a way to increase their number. So the two probiotics I'm recommending are for maintenance, the Multiprobiotic 4000. That's a Douglas Labs probiotic. And the second is going to be Nutritional Frontiers Superbiotics 2. This is a great supplement if you have a problem, including leaky gut or you're taking antibiotics. And the final supplement I'm recommending is GI Complete. This is a very complete formula available for improving gastrointestinal health no matter what kind of gut problem you have, but is also an excellent choice for acid reflux. It's going to help decrease inflammation. It's used for repair, and it's helpful in maintaining the integrity of the gut, the intestinal barrier, and reduce the incidence of gut-derived infections.
Doc, great job. Thank you so much for continuing to educate. You'll be speaking twice next week. It's underway now. The Spring Fling event at the Weiner Wellness Center, Crafton, Greentree. Enjoy and have a great weekend and a better week. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank everybody for tuning in. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at Spring Fling and hopefully at my presentations Wednesday and Saturday.
All right. Stay with us. News next. And then the Raja Show. Rose Unplugged. Rose Tennant, his guest. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.